You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
That needs to be made into like a cartoon, right? That whole thing right there.
Sitting in town watching TV.
Tell us if you agree or disagree. Hip-hop from the 80s and maybe even early 90s, they yelled at you. It was a lecture, right? A lecture.
Sitting in my seat, nothing to do. And then I said, yo, I'm hungry too. Went to the kitchen, looked in the fridge. Man, mama didn't give me the jizz.
It's legit. When you said that, I was like, that's the realest thing I've heard today. It is so true. Man, KRS-One, I just keep thinking of him. KRS-One more than anyone. He grabbed the mic and strangled it to death and then just yelled at you the whole damn time. Yelled at you the whole time. Like then you needed Bismarcky to come around just to like soften things up a little bit. Even he was yelling.
You!
Exactly.
You got what I need.
So dramatic, right? Just,
but you
like Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes can't even say hello without being like just angry.
Woo-ha! Got you all in check.
I love it. So different. By the way, the Winnie the Pooh conversation has got people a little mad. Will on the Barton Hahn Twitter account. Damn, Bart, don't you remember Kanga and Little Roo?
Oh, yeah. I forgot Kanga. They were insignificant. They weren't the power three. They weren't the headliners. It was Eeyore, Piglet, right. Tigger.
Yeah. They were the supporting cast. Yeah.
They were just there because they needed more people.
I mean, you think Little Roo is out there slashing people now in this movie? Little Roo coming around slashing people?
Yeah.
I don't understand this. The whole concept of the movie doesn't make sense, but it just seems so crazy. It's bizarre. And as I mentioned, if you do this now for Toy Story, you could, and it could get real dark. And he comes back and realizes, like, oh, damn.
They've
been in the attic in a box for a long time. And they're in their feelings right now.
What about Lightning McQueen? You bring her back, him and Doc Hutchins just running people over. They're just driving into the crowd. Doc Hudson. Ka-chow.
Can you? Tom Mater just getting all dark and evil.
Yeah, Mater just getting hitting donuts, but he got his chain out, ripping people's heads off because he got his tow truck chain.
The hook just comes around like that turn.
Yeah.
Cracks you upside the head, drags you into the cornfield.
Ka-chang. My name's Mater. Like Tom Mater without the tuh.
Steven on Twitter said Toy Story 4 was like watching Chucky.
Yeah.
It got dark.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Y'all, the one that wanted to hug. The one at the kid shelter. Yeah, that was crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. It got you all emotional at the end, too.
It's
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
You know,
we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Bart, it's hour number 3 of the show. It's hour number 6 for you, consecutive broadcasting hours today. And with all that in mind, what does that mean?
It means it's the power hour, 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 hour.
Hit that gong like you feel it.
6 hours has taken its toll. That was pretty weird.
You think it has, right? Like, I feel like he could have hit the gong a little harder than that. Like that. And now it's broken. Let's take Tanner in Kansas. Tanner, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I just wanted to say really quick on the whole Winnie the Pooh blood and honey thing. I've been following that for a long time just because it's so cracked and weird.
Yep.
But the reason they're able to do it for this and not for like Toy Story is because the original Winnie the Pooh story entered public domain, so people can do whatever they want with it now.
I know.
So, yeah, you know, no, I, are you I'm aware of that. Right but now?
No, no, he's driving, so he's probably got the window open. Thank you, Tanner. Yeah, that's why you can take a story like that. I was just saying we were just sort of just, again, just spitballing other movies that you could kind of do this with, and I thought Toy Story just kind of follows that same premise, right? The child gets older and moves on from the toys. The toys sit in a box up in the attic, neglected, forgotten. It's like, oh, you coming back? Oh, you coming back now? Like, imagine that. Imagine. Here's the story. Andy comes back. He's got kids now. Yeah. Oh. Finds the toys in the attic of like his mom's house, and he's thinking, "I'm going to bring some of these home to my kid." Like, oh, what? So your kid can now leave us too? And all of a sudden, it gets ugly. It gets dark. It gets scary.
I like that, Alan, because then he can convince their kids to do bad things. Like,
right.
And what happens is the kids get blamed for what
to infinity and beyond.
Yeah, they get the kid get blamed for what the toys are doing.
The toys are telling me to do it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
The toys are telling me to do it.
But it's always the stepmom, right? It's always the stepmom that it ain't her kid. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, man, get this kid's bad. He needs to get some discipline. Need to go to a military home.
So you've got like all of this all wrapped up together. You've got like Damien the Omen and Toy Story kind of wrapped into one.
Red Rum.
Rob's in Atlanta, Rob.
First of all, Alan, your last name is You are officially Alan Hatt from now on. And Bart Scott, I absolutely cannot say the words can't wait without thinking about you. But y'all are bugging with
Hanna.
We are not about to bastardize all of the children's stories and turn people into murderous puppets. Okay? Because this is nonsense. Like, come on now. It's not even Winnie the Pooh. It's a grown man in a bear costume.
Well, that makes it even more pathetic.
Sledgehammer.
That's the part of it, though. That's why you can't take it serious, is because the minute you see it, you're like, this is the worst, like, worst thing ever.
It's like Killer Clowns.
People will watch it.
Is it like Killer Clowns?
Killer Clowns
out of space, they're all different. Some was fat, they were supposed to be clowns, and none of them were funny. It was all dark. Like, they all had scary masks, and they were Legion of Doom.
Thank you, Rob. Like, it's legit. Like, that's where this thing is right now. It is just completely goofy.
6'8" Winnie the Pooh concert. First of all, I hope you get like coming out at night, because if you do it during the day, you're going to suffocate.
Like, white man can't jump. It's like, you know who it is behind the mask. Right? Oh man,
Raymond, is that you?
Actual spirit. It's actually Raymond. Is that you? No. It's Winnie the Pooh. Raymond,
man, take that damn mask off and quit looking like scaring the damn kids.
By the way. Your Mets last night, they get the win over the Dodgers. And we'll talk about this a little bit later, but I just have to point this out.
Why later?
Well, because Tommy Trumpet, Timmy Trumpet, I don't know, whatever.
Don't hate. You know his name.
He's there 2 nights ago, and he can't do anything. They had to have him do take me out to the ball game or whatever, because they knew they were already losing. So they got him the next night. God, can we get Edwin Diaz in the game? If I'm Edwin Diaz and that door opens and I see this guy on the field.
Did his thing.
And then Mr. and Mrs. Met flanking him on the field.
Yes.
How did the Dodgers not like take that so personal?
They couldn't do nothing about it.
We're just going
to. But they couldn't do nothing about it. All they had to do was ruin it.
I'd bump like crazy.
All they had to do to ruin it is to get a damn base hit and score two runs, and they could have ruined it.
Lucky he's unhittable.
Exactly. That's my point.
You're going to tell me that is so corny. It's like high fructose corn.
Okay.
Like, it is that corny. It is so corny.
This coming from a guy who roots for a team that they actually made a judge's chamber, and people out there with gavels and fake wigs.
The fans do that, and it's in the stands.
But what did they do in the stands?
The field.
That's because y'all didn't have nobody cool enough to come up with a damn trumpet. Really? Watch next year. Garrett Cole come out with a snare. Somebody come out there with a snare thing. Like, it's drum.
Garrett Cole better come out with a bat right now, because there's nobody giving him any run support.
Like, Garrett Cole's going to
come out with anything.
They didn't give Jacob DeGrom much run support, but what happened? Edwin Diaz closed the show. Don't be mad because we finally got our Mo. Our Mariano Rivera. Don't be mad because we finally got ours.
Oh, are you really saying that Edwin Diaz is in the class?
This ain't his first year doing that. He's doing things that Mo never did.
Really?
Check the stats.
It's kind of goofy. That's all I'm saying. It's kind of goofy.
And Alan, you're kind of hating.
No, I am.
Meanwhile, you sit up there. Did you go to the judge's chamber and put a wig on and a gown?
No. No, that's out again. That's in the stands. It is not on the field.
But they built it. It ain't like it's just an area.
It's not on the field.
That's organic. They built the. They built it because they couldn't build nothing on the field. They could build a judge's chamber on the field. They would, damn it. And they could sell extra money for tickets.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't because it's something that there's a level of class you have to have. Now, did you want to see Metallica on the field when Mo came out for the very last time through those doors? A little different. A future Hall of Famer, a legend, a champion
was
coming out for his final ride. That's different. This is like...
Sorry.
It's August 31st.
Sorry, our owner has more money than
What does that
Moses.
Have to do with money?
Because they wouldn't pay Metallica. Metallica probably offered.
It has nothing to do with money.
And you and your cheap organization...
yes.
Don't want to spend the money.
Very cheap. I can't believe you, as a professional athlete, do not look at a guy on the field.
Come on, man. I play for an organization that brought a patch of side out for a guy every time he came for an entry. What the hell? I'm used to it.
Patch of side? What happened? What do you mean?
Because we went to a turf, we didn't have grass for him to pick up. So he brought out a big old chunk of sod every time he came out to do it. It's hot in here. So I've been a part of this before.
That's why you're used to it. Well,
yes.
let's hope when October comes around.
No. Listen. We do not need you.
There
to
it goes.
We don't. We do not need you to hope for us. You need to wish.
I hope.
You need
for
to
your
wish.
Sake.
You need to wish that Chapman can get some vitamin D and a Z pack to try and get the infection out of his leg, so he can learn how to pitch. Because y'all gonna need him too.
That'd be helpful.
You need to be wishing on that side of town. We good over here in Queens,
baby. Let's wish on that. You were bringing up some Ravens history, some Ravens stuff, and I do think that there is some Ravens to get into in a few seconds here because Russell Wilson signing his deal, and we still wait for Lamar Jackson to get his, and if there's any impact or any connection between the two, we'll get that and more coming up. But first, Bart, take a drink of Body Armor and tell us what you think.
Appreciate the 9 things. I just realized that they did send me juice too. This football season, Body Armor is the choice for hard-working hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you at the top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drink. More than just a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of U.S. 21 or older. Yeah, you got to be 20 or older.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To the bank,
not
bank,
quite yelling at bank, you.
Hold up, it's one of
me.
So what you hear is not a test. Right to the beat. It's going to move you. We're going to make you move your feet. Now, I am the one to die, and I like to say hello.
Oh, my God. It is really, though, a great observation when you think about
bang, boogie.
It. For the most part, you're getting yelled at in classic hip-hop. You're getting yelled at. Whereas now it's a little more kind of like, you know, like it's somebody just kind of like asking you for a favor.
Have you ever went
like,
over
today's hip hop sounds like somebody asking you for a favor.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they just talking about like money. I like my girl, and this is what we do.
Oh, man.
They ain't telling no stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've told stories back in the day. Have you ever went over a friend house eating the food just ain't no good?
It's literally like.
And the chicken tastes like wood.
Spartan on. Alan Hall, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Let's bring in Jamison Hensley to this conversation.
Oh, this is my dog. Ravens I ain't talked to him in years.
I know it's your dog. And that's why this is the perfect time to bring him in, because I'm sure he's listening going like, oh, I'm used to this. Like other guests probably be sitting going, what am I getting into? But I know Jamison's like,
I didn't even know he was coming on today, man. Y'all I'm didn't even tell me, man. What y'all put in the group text? Pre-show meeting? Y'all know I don't pay attention to that.
No, this is Bart Scott. This is your life. Now we bring in Jamison Hensley. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing well. And I always miss Bart being in the locker room. We would sit there, talk about Detroit politics. We would talk about everything in that locker room. So we desperately miss Bart Scott there.
You still can hit me up. It's all good. Number ain't the same.
Number ain't the same. Hit me up. Number ain't the same. But, you know, speaking of numbers, though, we have some more numbers now contractually on quarterbacks. Yeah. And it makes us wonder, you know, the impact it has on Lamar Jackson, who still isn't signed, and we're still seeing if it could happen before the start of the season. We have just about a week now. So, again, from Denver, it's Russell Wilson, and he gets 245, 165 guaranteed. We know about Kyler Murray's deal already, of course, that this year. Now, everything since Deshaun Watson hasn't been what Deshaun Watson has gotten. Usually it's been, okay, when a player at that position gets X, now the next guy up gets X squared, right? Like, it's always that next step, but this hasn't happened. Does that give an indication in anything that you know about the Ravens looking at it saying, okay, so we don't need to go anywhere near that $230 million guaranteed to get this done?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Wilson deal helps the Ravens' argument saying, okay, like you said, since Deshaun Watson signed that deal, Kyler Murray in July signed his guaranteed with his guaranteed money at around $190 million. Russell Wilson got $165 today. The Ravens can now make the argument, look, Watson is the outlier. You know, he is the aberration right now, because since he signed his deal, the other two franchise quarterback deals that have come in have been less and significantly less than Deshaun Watson. But then you can have Lamar Jackson counter and say, okay, I'm 8 years younger than Russell Wilson. I've done a lot more in this league than Kyler Murray. Let's not put them in the conversation. Let's compare Deshaun Watson to Lamar Jackson, and Lamar can make a lot of points on how he is much better than Deshaun Watson, especially with considering the baggage, off the field baggage as well. So I'm not sure. I think this helps the Ravens' case as far as why they feel that Deshaun Watson's contract is the outlier, but I don't know if it's convincing enough to Lamar Jackson, who I think has a legitimate argument to say, look, the Cleveland Browns paid Deshaun Watson this amount. You look at our numbers. I feel I'm as good or better than Deshaun Watson. I should get paid as much as him as well. So I don't know if this really helps close the gap at all, but it definitely strengthens the Ravens' argument.
Okay, well, what does compromise look like, right? Because we know that, you know, right, if they want 230, if he wants 230, and they're saying maybe, you know, you look at Kyler Murray at 190, does compromise look like 205, 215? Because this is the crazy thing that I don't understand. If Lamar Jackson stays healthy, they're not going to cut him. He's 25 years old. He's going to see this entire contract. So essentially, it's guaranteed without being said that it's guaranteed. He'll get another contract. We talk about Russell Wilson. This is Russell's third bite at the apple. That's why he didn't care about the guaranteed money, because this is third deal. So what are we arguing about? What does compromise look like? And do you think that this deal gets done?
Yeah, I mean, I think the sticking point is if Lamar still feels that 230 is kind of his floor. And I'm not sure if 230 is the Ravens' ceiling at this point. And it's not and it's not to the point where the clock is ticking. Lamar did say that week one, and that's the other kind of point in all of this. Lamar Jackson is one of the few high-profile players in this league who's representing himself. I mean, he is his own agent. So when general manager Eric DaCosta wants to talk contract, he has to go specifically to Lamar. He can't talk to anybody else. But Lamar did say that he wants a cutting off point as far as suspending talks, and that is week one. So we're getting close to that point right now of when talks would end. But the Ravens, they have him, they have Lamar Jackson under basically under contractual control through 2024 season because he's in a fifth-year option this year. They can put the franchise tag on him in 2023. They can put it on him again in 2024, not probably beyond that. So but, they still have time to talk. It's just that how long will it take to get to this compromise point?
Because if they do that, though, they'll end up giving him more guaranteed money, still don't have him long-term. They'll be giving him $90 million in 2 years and still have to give him a long-term contract. And he's going to be winning like Kirk Cousins if he stays healthy. So I'm sure the Ravens want to get it done, too, because the price is only going up. Because they franchise tag him, Herbert's going to get paid. Burrow's going to get paid. I mean, yeah, and then the price is going to – the floor might be $240.
That's what I want to ask you, Jameson. We're talking with Jameson Hensley, who covers the Ravens for ESPN. Is that part of what Bart just said? Because that, as you said, they have him under control as far as contracts because they can do the franchise tag thing. But it's still going to cost them, like Bart said, $90 million for 2 years, essentially, if you look at the numbers right now. What is the difference then?
Yeah.
Because other teams are committing to their – I mean, a 33-year-old quarterback just got committed for 7 years till he's 40 years old. You know, Kyler Murray's getting right. They commit to him. What is keeping the Ravens from just saying, well, we want to commit to this guy? Is it just simply that, as he stated on social media, he's not match? They're not willing to go to the $230 million, and does that mean that that's what he wants?
Yeah, I will say that because Lamar is his own agent, we do not get as much details as far as negotiations and kind of get peek behind the curtain at all. The Ravens have kept it very closed mouth. Lamar just said he told us earlier this month, saying or last month, that he wants to keep things in house. So he has never.
But he
said,
didn't though.
I want but, Deshaun. But he,
yeah, but he didn't though when he at least told us or told the world the team has not offered him $230 million.
Yes.
So that's one thing he did reveal.
If the Ravens did offer him $230 million, I think he signs on the dotted line. I think I think we all kind of know that. If the Ravens offered a Deshaun Watson deal, I think this gets done. But we're just not sure at how close are they to that $230 million number. And I think that's kind of the sticking point right here. And for the Ravens, that's the risk for them. When I talked to Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti in Florida in March, he said, if Lamar Jackson gets the free agency in 2025, the price for quarterbacks is going to be about $60 million per year. Right now it's $50 million. That's the market value set by Aaron Rodgers. He believes it's going to be $60 million per year. So there's a risk for the Ravens to keep waiting because the it's not going to go lower. The price is going to keep getting higher. Right. But for the risk for Lamar Jackson is he doesn't have any guaranteed money beyond this year. And if he suffers a significant injury, does that hurt his overall worth going up, especially since he's known for a player to be a dual threat? He takes more hits. His injury risk because of that is probably considered a little bit higher than your typical pocket quarterback, even though Lamar has had a very good injury record throughout his career. He's only missed four games because of injury in his career. So that's the risk Lamar is taking, the Ravens are taking is that the price is just going to get significantly higher.
We're up against it, James. I know we'd love to talk to you forever, but I got the perfect compromise, and we'll go in and we'll let you go. We'll basically just buy a little bit more of Lamar's prime instead of giving up a five-year deal, make it a seven-year deal where you will have to go to the table again. It's pretty much what Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City did, give him the $230 million, but you owe him for an extra 2 years that you normally wouldn't have him for. Bam, it's easy.
It could be something like that. But Jameson, before we let you go, Bart already doesn't believe that this will get done by kickoff on Sunday or next Sunday. What do you think?
I would be surprised if it happened.
Okay.
I mean, it all comes down to whether Lamar could wake up one morning and say, you know what, I feel like this is the best deal, and he can sign it. But I don't think I'd say. I think the best kind of the sweet spot for a deal to happen is after the season and before March 7th. That's when they have to put the franchise tag on Lamar. I think between that point, I think is the time when a lot of negotiations, when that franchise tag deadline is out there, there's a lot of urgency between both sides. I think that's when a deal could happen.
Great info there. Jameson, we're going to let you go right there. But thanks so much for the time. Good to talk to you.
Hey, always talking to you guys. Thank you.
All right, all the best. Jameson Hensley covers the Ravens for ESPN. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. All right, Bart, we do have to acknowledge something. There is a team in baseball that had a massive lead, and it is slipping away. And there is a series coming up for them that could be the difference between a Titanic-type season. We'll explain. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
Once upon a time, not long ago, the Yankees had the best record in baseball.
And all they say is six games they stood, and people thought the music that they made was good. Six games, son. Had 15. It was 15 in the lead. Oh, can this be the biggest collapse since Was the Dodgers 13-game lead?
Stop enjoying this.
Nah, listen.
The call from the Angels Radio Network with Shohei Ohtani hitting his 30th home run of the season. 30 home runs, 10 wins. What he's doing is so remarkable. It's just a shame his team sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. What he's doing is so remarkable, and his team sucks, and nobody cares. And he can't win MVP, if your team sucks like that. Now, the problem is that Aaron Judge was the runaway MVP candidate with all that he's done offensively, 51 home runs already and all that stuff. But the Yankees have been an abomination. Like, they just cannot score runs.
It's going to get interesting, man. Listen.
Bart, it's not fun. Like, I know you and I joke about the whole
Yankees. I love the Yankees.
This is a real thing in baseball. This is a real thing in the sport right now. Yeah. Is that the Yankees were a team in the first half of the season that looked like they were just like a juggernaut.
Yeah.
But now, what you have seen from
them. It's the curse of Gallo.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things it could be the curse of. But since the All-Star break, do you know... Stosh, you'll love this. The Kansas City Royals have a better record than the New York Yankees.
Shout out.
Your team. In fact,
wasn't a dry rub.
There's only six teams that have a worse record than the Yankees. And the Dodgers, one of them, by the way, Bart. But here's the problem. Like, the Yankees are 15-24.
Yeah, but listen.
15-24. And the lead, like you said, the lead is down to six. The Rays are right there, and guess where the Yankees go next?
The Rays, baby. They Tampa. Can take care of business. If they take care
you
of business
have
there.
Six of the next 10 games are against Tampa. I mean, you talk about...
Must wins.
Buckle up.
Yeah.
Because this suddenly... this could be a completely different conversation, and that's why I use the term... I use the Titanic. The Yankees look like unsinkable. Unsinkable early July. And now, the Tampa Rays wait six of the next 10 as the iceberg.
Okay.
That's what's happening right now. And if that happens...
Calm down, Ricky Bobby.
Everything. You talk about...
Calm down, Ricky Bobby.
Burn it to the ground.
No, calm down, Ricky Bobby. It's not... No. It's not going that way. Stanton's going to come back. He's going to say...
He is back.
But he's going to get his sea legs underneath him.
Rizzo still has the back thing. They want to keep giving him rest and all that stuff. And he's playing again.
It's time to shoot it up. It's like, you guys, time to take him in the back and make him understand. Listen.
Gerrit Cole is 1-5 with a 3.86 ERA since the All-Star break. That's your ace. He's 1-5. But you want to blame him.
That's 300 million you
His run
spent.
Support has been garbage. He's not getting, that's the other problem, is that he's not getting any run support. So he's got to be perfect. So the first half of the season, his run support was 5.8 runs a game, fifth in the league. Second half, 3 runs a game. That's 65th among pitchers. 65th, Bart Scott.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about them, though, man. I think they figured it out. I mean, every team, we knew that they were going to go through this. We talked about the 98 team going through this.
We knew they were going to go through this?
Well, not to this extent. But, you know, we've been around long enough to understand there was no way they could sustain that. And listen, I know I joke about the whole Mets and Yankees, but at the end of the day, I root for everything. This is New York. I root for everything New York. It's good for our business. It's good for our city if New York is doing well. And listen, they still have a 6-game lead. They can take care of their own business. If they win 6 out of 10, they win 6 out of 10, then that's still net 2, and they're fine. So it comes down to that. Can they focus on the game plan, how to defeat the Rays? Don't worry about nobody else, but take care of business with the Rays to give yourself a cushion.
As I mentioned, so you got 3 at Tampa. Then you go finally come home after this long road trip, and this road trip has been an abomination. You would think this road trip would have actually helped them because they're playing the A's, who are not good, and they're playing the Angels, who are not good.
Well, the A's
and they split
Astros.
With the A's, and they lose the series to the Angels. And now you've got, as I mentioned, 6. You go 3 in Tampa, 4 against Minnesota, and then 3 more in the Bronx against Tampa again. And so you're talking about in another week and a half, will we see this lead that was once that seemed insurmountable?
Yeah.
Could we see all of a sudden a race that we were not expecting to see? A race for the American League East? Because where's your faith? This team is not scoring runs consistently.
Yeah.
The pitching has been okay. The pitching has not been terrible. It's been okay. Now, Cole gives up the home run that we just played for you for Ohtani. And the pitch was a bad placement. And Ohtani just took it. I mean, just bomb. Absolute bomb. And that's been Cole's issue this year. It's like when he's had to be the stopper, he hasn't been. But as I mentioned, you're putting so much pressure on him because you're not scoring any runs for him. So I think Cole's going to take, and I'm curious to see, I wonder in New York how you know the fans and the calls are going to be about Cole, because as I mentioned, 1-5 since the All-Star break. When was the last time he pitched like an ace? An ace comes in when he stops the bleeding, shuts it down. And I don't know if I cannot think of the last time he came in and had a performance where you're like, man, we needed that. I haven't seen it.
He hasn't been the same since they started enforcing the sprint, the sticky stuff. I mean,
spider
that's
attack?
Yeah, and that's something that you really have to consider. You know what I mean?
His WAR as a pitcher is 2.6 this year. Last year was 5.7.
Yeah. I mean,
like it's just little things like that that you worry about. So there's the guy that you're committing $34 million a year to.
And he won't pay.
And he's your stopper, and you're not getting. And your lineup, which is now suddenly top heavy and injury riddled, isn't getting enough offensive support for pitching that now has to be perfect. And you're losing to bad teams. And now you're in a 10-game stretch of must win. Must win. Right now. It's must-win for the Yankees, and I'm sorry. Every time it feels like they're turning the corner. Oh, by the way, Bar, who do you think's pitching the third game of this series against Tampa, in Tampa?
Herman?
Frankie Montas.
Oh.
The guy, no, Herman is the first game tomorrow. Frankie Montas is pitching Sunday in Tampa.
Oh, that's right. Nes Cortes is hurt, right?
Right. But Montas is the guy, again, that Cashman went and got instead of being all in on Castillo or anybody else.
Yeah.
And Montas has not really been great.
I've been saying Castillo, he's been great.
Are you worried about the Yankees? You're saying no. I'm saying yes.
I am.
If the Yankees become a team that is falling apart, the wheels falling off, this race now, a World Series this year, it could be anybody's game. I mean, the Dodgers I know they lost last night, but that was a great game. It's been a great series with the Mets. But if they lose, if the Yankees become that team that is to take them out of the equation, you're talking about it's wide open.
Yeah, let's see who gets in.
It could be Houston. It could be the Mets. It could be the Dodgers. It could be the Braves.
It can be the Padres if they get in. They're in striking distance, what, 3 games back? You know, going with Juan Soto.
888-SAY ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We'll hit the calls.
Bart and Han.
This is the in-between part of hip-hop, right, Bart?
Yeah, he was a little
like
calm.
With Tribe and everybody. This is like early to mid-90s where they brought this sound in. So it went from like yelling at you all the time.
Mr. Window,
yeah. It was like happy and chill. Yeah.
Then like, Buster Rhymes come in.
This
Mr.
Era.
Window was crazy. Buster, calm your ass down. Screaming over the beat, son, all the time. You take your medicine this morning.
I don't need the medicine.
Like, again, why was everybody so angry in 80s hip-hop? Why was everybody pissed? Even Beastie Boys, all they did was yell at you. The whole damn time was yelling at you. Can't stand it. I got to ask you a question.
Speaking of angry, Mr. Police coming straight from the east side.
Denzel Mims believes he's a starter.
He is.
But he also believes the Jets don't see him as such. He did ask for a trade. Joe Douglas was pretty open about the fact that, you know, he said, well, I mean, we tried. We couldn't get fair compensation.
They won a fourth because they gave up a second.
Yeah, so Mims is a backup right now. He's clearly unhappy about it. And he said, I feel like I've already proved it.
Now you're going over bumps.
From OTAs until now, I mean, they're pretty set on who they want. And what he's saying is with Corey Davis and Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson, that's who they want.
I think,
and they don't want him. What's the story here?
I think he should be able to go compete in an open competition with Corey Davis. I mean, and I think he should be given more of the benefit of the doubt because he's cheaper and he's younger. So Corey Davis making $15 million a year. Mims probably is making $1 million, $2 million. Like, why not make them openly compete again? You know, it used to be back in the day where, you know, you go somebody, you put the quarter, and I think I'm better than him. I want to go against this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, he shouldn't have to learn everything. Like, no, I want to go and compete specifically against him. This is the spot I want because this is the spot that I know is open. I know Elijah Moore, I can't do what he can do, but me and this guy's the same size. Let me fight it out. Let me battle it out with him and make it a fair competition if you guys believe that player wins.
But what's the issue that they have with Mims? I mean, because he really didn't play a lot last year, and Saleh would never really talk about it. But all the things that I heard was route running and you know, focus and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. But listen, he had a
the details.
Well, listen, first of all, he had a good first year. Second year, he's in a new system. They asking him to learn everything because he had veterans in front of him and Jamison Crowder. They drafted Elijah Moore because they wanted somebody that fits the type of receiver they want for a different type of offense. And he had to learn, but he got food poisoning twice, and he got COVID. So that didn't give him the ability to catch up to speed and learn. And they're not standing on the table for him because they didn't draft him.
All right. Well, more of your calls coming up next.
Bart and Han.
Hey, man. The Villas.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Hey, man. Hey.
I don't think he ever says hey, man, in this, does he?
Just a remix. Take that.
Don't let them fool you.
Then Shabba Ranks was out, too.
Well, you know, Shabba did kind of yell at it too, didn't he?
Right, Shabba!
Right, just randomly screaming.
Bro,
Shabba,
I know your
out.
Name. I bought the damn album. You don't have to keep reminding me that your name is Shabba.
It's so true, though. Like, I think it would be funny if you just did, like, video. Like, here's a TikTok. It's just have somebody listening to the beat. Right, of Mr. Loverman, and you just like listen to it quiet, and then just run up behind them and just scream, Shabba!
Shabba!
And just have them jump. Like that, like just, what the hell was that?
Mr. Loverman, Shabba, Shabba!
Shabba! A week from now, Bart, you and I are going to be at Margaritaville in Times Square. Yeah, you know about that, right? World Tour begins, and it begins right in the heart. I mean, we're talking about the middle of the universe.
The soul of the
Times Square, New York City, Margaritaville, hanging out there with everybody. We got giveaways, all kinds of stuff. Dan Marino is going to be there with us.
Thunder Dan is coming.
He's coming. Thunder Dan. Adam Schefter, the great Schefty, going to show up, see what kind of maybe some breaking news happening with him while he's there. Nick Mangold. You love you some Nick Mangold, don't you?
A.K.A. Fat Thor.
Isn't we're also getting what's his name? Sean O'Hara, right? Isn't Sean O'Hara coming to hang out too?
Yeah, Sean O'Heasy.
Yeah, we got that. So we're gonna be there. We're gonna hang out. Those who are in New York in the area want to come hang with us. We're doing the show live. It'll be the first time we're out and about in such a long time. So it'll be fun to do that. So that's next week we get to that. Meanwhile, right now we get to calls. Joe is in Jersey. Joe, what do you got for us?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Love the show. I just got 2 points about the Yankees. The first point is look at the record right after the All-Star break when they lost to the Astros, and Aaron Boone made that comment that these games don't matter, only the playoffs games matter. Since that time, look at the record. Second is, isn't it telling that the captain of the Yankees doesn't even want to re-sign with the Yankees? Something is wrong with the organizational leadership. This is like, forget about the players not hitting. Forget. It looks like Gerrit Cole can't wait to get out of town. There's something wrong there.
You feel like something's missing? Here's the only problem with that argument, Joe. Number one, what Aaron Boone said was right. It's the fact that what he means by it doesn't matter is it means we can't celebrate the success because we all know we're judged on what happens in October. So that's why he said that. But what else is, I'm sorry, when they won 50 blank games, whatever it was in the first half of the season, 56 games, whatever it was, did they look like they were a happy organization having fun? I thought they did. Losing makes you look miserable. Nobody's happy losing games. I would want to see that. But I don't know what's going on overall with this group, why they're leaking oil suddenly. Is it that the first half, like everything went right, now everything's going wrong, the injuries started kicking in, we see that. The bottom half of the order has not been good, and I don't think Brian Cashman did a very good job at the trade deadline. I think it's fair to say that.
Yeah, he went bargain shopping. Should have went for Castillo, man. We know it. Like they could have.
Well, you were going to have to give up Volpe, and they were not willing to give up Volpe. Like that's a real story.
Well, good luck with that, because then what is that stopping you from?
Now look, Montgomery being traded away as a starter who's then pitching great for the Cardinals, and you haven't seen Harrison Bader yet. Like, he's just finally starting to ramp up now. But Harrison Bader's not bringing a bat that's going to start producing offense. It's not who he is. You brought him in to be better defensively in the outfield so Judge wouldn't have to play center field and also give you some speed on the base pass. You were not bringing in a guy that's going to suddenly unlock the offense. That's not what's expected out of Harrison Bader. So what you need is Stanton to find whatever he had going in the first half, Judge to continue what he's doing, Rizzo's back to miraculously not become an issue. They gave him off day yesterday, travel day today, and now we'll see how he feels playing in Tampa. But Bart, they've got issues. There's no question. But your Mets and Dodgers, this series has been a lot of fun. And the rubber match is tonight, my man.
I know.
Like the rubber mat, like this has been a really good series.
Kershaw, man, Kershaw's pitching tonight, man. It's not. I wish Kershaw was going against Scherzer.
Kershaw's pitching tonight?
Yeah, I think he's pitching. He's off. This is his first assignment since the injury.
It's a 4 o'clock game, by the way, so it's in an hour. This is I knew it was the getaway game, but it's been a great series. It's been a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.